Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Bob Surratt, Cincinnati WKRP.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
It was Friday, February 12th, 6:40 a.m. I was working the early shift at WGN Radio. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. It was very cold in Chicago. There are more than 3 million people who live here. When they get hungry, we go to work.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Welcome to the author of the Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, who joins us every Friday for a restaurant review and news, Lieutenant David Haynes. And we think, we hope, he is our only guest packing heat.
Yeah, well, yeah, I hope so.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Ready for Valentine's Day?
It's Valentine's Day. This is we should make this an annual Valentine's. This is our Valentine's Day review from a policeman's perspective.
Really? You know, this sounds interesting.
Valentine's Day from a policeman's perspective, sure.
And what does that mean exactly?
Well, you know, police officers have a very dark sense of humor sometimes, which gets us in trouble a lot.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
What you guys see.
You laugh so you don't cry is what
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. For
but,
sure.
I thought I'd inject a little bit of humor into this, and I went to a place called Alliance Bakery. And Alliance Bakery, which is at 1736 West Division, has for the last decade and a half or so, is the only one in Chicago that I know of that makes anti-Valentine's Day cookies.
What's an anti-Valentine's Day cookie? Oh, let me look.
Yeah, I brought some. So they're heart-shaped cookies. And they're conversation cookies, but instead of saying things like...
It doesn't say I love you on any of those cookies.
It doesn't say I love you.
No. No.
It says stuff like I tolerate you, or love stinks, and bite me is one of them.
You know what? It might be dangerous to bring any of those home, but
right? Yeah, I tolerate
you. Kind of appeals to me.
They didn't send me with any of the adult ones, but the guy made a comment about some of the adult, more adult friendly ones they do. But so they're
kind of, I want to take the cookie that says "Can you not?" I like that one.
And one of them says "Meh." You know, there was one that said I don't think I got one, but there was one that said I've had better.
So they have boxes of these at the bakery?
Yeah, you could order them. Okay, now the bakery, is they have these great cookies that they make, these frosted cookies. They have a full-time cookie froster. I was talking to Chef Peter Rios, who's the proprietor of Alliance Bakery.
He's a serious chef, isn't he?
He is, yes. He's worked in a lot of famous hotels. And he was the executive pastry chef for the Art Institute, which I asked him. I said, I have to ask. I didn't know that. Why would they have an executive pastry chef at the Art Institute? But apparently because they do a lot of charity stuff and functions.
Yeah, sure.
They have their own pastry chef.
And they have a restaurant.
Yeah, but I don't think that the public, this is, they have a pastry chef for the really like big wigs that do
when
stuff.
When they do like a catering party.
A lot of his stuff is very artistic. A lot of his little pastries, his signature pastries. But they also have, they do these cookies, and they have all kinds of different ones. They have great Chicago flag cookies. They have one that's a fully dressed Chicago hot dog. Decorated cookie.
Oh, I like that.
It's not hot dog flavored. It's cookie flavored. It just looks like a hot dog.
And then, so is this like all year they have special cookies? I mean, Valentine's Day, obviously, just now, but...
Right. They seem to do, as the seasons change, they do different cookies for different parts of the year.
Cool.
I think that the anti-Valentine's Day one is the only real tongue-in-cheek one they do. I think the other ones are just artistic. At least I didn't see any. I didn't see any anti-Christmas ones, or you know, anti-sports ones, Dave. You know.
Alliance Bakery, 1736 West Division.
Yeah, and they do cakes to order, and some of the pastries, the signature pastries, though, I wanted to tell you about. They have a great gluten-free, flourless chocolate cake. that my wife really loved. And a lot of their pastries are named after female names, like the Anne, which I thought was nice because it's named after my wife.
Yeah, that's what I told her. Bring that home this weekend.
It's got chocolate mousse with hazelnut and crunch and a biscuit in it. And it looks beautiful. It's that shiny chocolate. And then they have one called the Dominique. Is it the Dominique? It's a Dominique. It's a raspberry mousse, and it's got 24 karat edible gold leaf on the outside.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great place. Now, because of the pandemic, what's the story on being inside there?
Well, they do limit it. Limit it to one person inside. You're better off to order online and just go in and pick up. Although, you know, if you're the one person in line, they're not going to shove you out while you look for more stuff. But and once you get there, you're going to realize some of this stuff is really beautiful. But they do only allow one person inside the store. It's kind of small. At a time, so.
Oh, sounds great. Alliance Bakery, 1736 West Division.
Right.
It's our Friday visit with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department, and this restaurant that you checked out this week, man, oh, man, I remember going back in the 70s and loving it, and they're still around. How about that?
Yeah, this is sticking with our theme of, the police officer's perspective of Valentine's Day. Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder. At 2121 North Clark, and this was recommended by the Chris Garlington, who wrote the book with me. It's his favorite place because they have a meatball salad.
I remember this place having great salads too.
Yeah, they do. They have a bunch of great salads, and it's a really nice. They have dark wood and private booths to separate you real good. We got there and we were able to eat inside, which is really nice. And we ate right by the front window, which, if you look right across the street, is the site of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre back in 1929.
Very historic.
Yeah. So Capone, his enemies somehow met their demise there.
Well, had you been around and your fellow officers, you might have prevented that.
We would have solved it, right away. We would have prevented it, yeah. I actually have a picture of the guys they suspected of doing it walking into the police station to get questioned. And
oh, really?
They were taking pictures back then, like real crime scene pictures.
So now the pizza and oven grinder, it's like an upside down pie, isn't it?
Well, the pizza, they serve a pizza pot pie, and it's kind of what they're famous for. And it's like, you figure any pot pie, and they just sort of shape a pizza into it. So you get this thick, it's thicker than a normal, pan pizza, and the crust rolls over the top, and it's got all kinds of cheese in it, and you can get either meat or veggie. What was funny was when we ordered, the ladies made point to tell us that they do have mushrooms in all of them, and I'm like, well, I love mushrooms. And apparently some people don't like mushrooms, but they do have mushrooms in all of them.
Yeah, I remember, like, whole mushrooms.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And the grinders are sandwiches, so I got a meatball grinder when I was there, and they were just it's like fresh baked bread and garlic bread with fresh garlic on top of it, and then made into a sandwich, and it's like a huge. I couldn't finish it. I had to take it home, along with the pizza pot pie. You could take them home frozen, so that's what we did. We ate there, and then we took one home for the next day. We had pizza pot pie, so it was really.
I haven't been in there in years, but I remember you walk in. There's a big bar when you walk in, right?
Right.
I wonder if they've changed over the years.
The only change is that there's the plastic shields everywhere, so
sure.
Nobody's getting close. But it looks exactly the same as when I used to go there. It opened up in 1971, I think, that the present owner bought it. He's a lawyer whose law office is actually still in the building.
2121 North Clark. So 2122 is where there was a garage, and that's where the St. Valentine's Massacre occurred, right?
Right, and that was, at the time, the most horrific thing. It really brought down, but was the beginning of the end for organized crime in Chicago. Because it shocked the conscience of everybody so much that you know, that they cracked down on everybody. And of course, then Al Capone went to jail. It went crazy.
Tax. They got him on tax. Yeah. Tax evasion. Does this place have a salad bar? I don't remember.
Well, if they did, they don't now. Salads are made to order when you order them. And, I mean, they have a whole bunch of salads. And the salads are huge. There was one I wanted to mention because it's like this, the meatball salad. I wasn't kidding. They have a meatball salad.
I wonder how that pizza they make there travels, that Popeye. Because, you know, when you serve it in there, then they dump it on your plate. I wonder if you get it to go, if it's okay by the time you get it home. I guess so.
You know, I don't know. When I bought it, I bought the whole thing frozen, so I didn't.
That's a good idea.
But they have this Italian Festa salad. It's got lettuce, smoked ham, Italian capicola, provolone, Swiss, all kinds of cheeses, meatballs, salami. I mean, this thing is huge. You can have two people, you know, that could be your whole meal.
I have to get back there. Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder, 2121 North Clark Street. We have the news coming up at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right now we have some restaurant news, and I guess the restaurant people are not that happy with the city's restrictions. They're a little better now, but restaurant folks wanted more, didn't they?
Yeah, they're easing up a little slower than the rest of the state and a little slower than the restaurant community wants it. They can have 50 diners per room for these large places, which really benefits the large places. And so a lot of the smaller restaurants are complaining about that. They do say, and I mean, I checked the COVID. If you go on the COVID dashboard, it shows what the positivity rate is and and how it's going down. So they say it shouldn't be more than a couple of weeks before they open it more like the rest of the state. And the numbers are going down at the rate they say. So
let's hope it stays that way.
Yeah.
A little later, we're going to be talking to Jimmy Banas about Mardi Gras and Heaven on 7. It's also Punchki time,
yeah,
isn't it?
And we didn't talk about Punchkis because Valentine's Day comes in this weekend. So, but there is somebody dropped off Punchkis yesterday at the police station. And by the way, nobody sent us any heart shaped pizzas. Not to me. There's still time.
I know Jefferson Park Police Station.
I know Dave's legions of female fans send him presents all day.
Of course, yeah.
Wait a minute.
But the this year's fanciest Punchki is at the Mars Brewing Company. Mars Community Brewing Company has a truffle Punchki with Acadia honey truffle custard.
Wow.
Topped with shaved truffles and gold edible leaf. Gold edible leaf is seeming to be a big thing these
days. I guess.
You know, I think it's like the, what was that liquor that used to have the gold leaf in it?
Now you're talking to the wrong guy here. If you want to ask me about root beer, I can.
Yeah, that would be Goldschlager.
Oh, thank you,
Control
Joe.
Control Room Joe, he's got it.
If it's a question about liquor, Joe's the guy.
So where's this place?
This is at 3630 South Iron. You can order it via the website Tock, and you have to pick. You can pick it up there. I think the deliveries, they do deliveries. They might be sold out on deliveries. I'm not sure. It was pretty close when I looked yesterday, but if you pair this truffle with a 4-pack of their Patchkey Stout beer that they make right there at the brewery for $40. So it's an expensive Punchki, but Punchki Stout beer. I'm sorry, I pronounced it wrong again.
It's a Highline Punchki.
Yeah.
You're one of the last of the Chicago restaurant critics now, aren't you? Well, a dying breed.
The reason I brought this up is because Michael Negrant, he wrote a great column over at Eater Chicago. It was like a visiting column about how all the real high-end restaurant critics are gone. And it's a good story. The one thing is, he's a really good writer. I kind of forgotten that. I haven't seen him in a long time. He worked at the Sun Times a few years ago, and they let him go. And now Phil Vitale took the buyout.
Yeah.
There's no more
Steve Dolinsky leaving Channel 7.
I mean, I usually like the smaller places, and I'm really cheap, so I don't go to real high end restaurants, but. if some paper wants to hire me to go to high-end restaurants, I
okay,
I'll
Lieutenant.
Write for you.
Yeah, you want to give the email so people can get in touch with you?
That would be beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
Beatcopsguide@gmail.com. Also wanted to mention Dinkle's Bakery. They want to sell in Lakeview, but fortunately, and they've been around since 1922, they are going to remain in business even if the North Lincoln Avenue buildings are redeveloped.
Yeah, you know what? I actually don't think that's going to happen. I mean, it may, but they do that about every 10 years. They look and see what their prospects are.
Uh-huh.
When I was 16, I worked there. They were actually doing it that year. They were talking about it. So,
Dinkle's Revealed by Lieutenant Haynes. Talk to you next Friday.
Hey, let's be careful out here.